This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael Gamble, the CEO and creator of Pristine Potty App, to help consumers rate the restrooms of their favorite dining spots. And that is a wonderful idea. And Mr. Gamble, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You bet, and certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So to kick things off today, where did the idea for Pristine Potty come from, and what is the mission for the app?
Well, you know, I'm a girl dad. I have three daughters, and while dining out with them as small children, you know, on occasion I'd have to change diapers in restrooms and things like that of dining establishments, and I just came to realize how, you know, more times than not, the restrooms were not in very good shape. Most of them didn't have changing tables. They weren't very accommodating. And frankly, most of them were not clean. So started to think about ways to, you know, give that feedback to a restaurateur or somehow, you know, promote a better service environment as a consumer. And the idea was kind of born at that point. Well, the mission for the app, the real goal is just to create a better dining experience for customers through the use of the app, you know, while simultaneously alerting, you know, forward-thinking restaurant owners of a need to, you know, keep their service levels high by providing clean restrooms. That's really the goal, is to just give consumers a better dining experience.
Well, I certainly can appreciate the mission and what it's all about. In fact, I've always heard what reflects the restroom reflects what's in the kitchen. So serious stuff, and this is a way to take care of business here through this Pristine Potty app. How does Pristine Potty offer customer and restaurant satisfaction?
Yes, well, so through the mobile app, you know, consumers have the ability to rate and share the experience of a restaurant. You know, many of them will make the choice where to go eat based on a safer dining environment. The app allows users to provide the feedback while receiving incentives at the same time from either the restaurant or the app direct. And so by that engagement, the restaurant owners are able to have real-time data on how they're doing on, you know, the very basics like clean restrooms. So there's a back office and notification software that helps the restaurant owner not only provide incentives through what we call micro discounts, but it also alerts them when there's trouble and when the restrooms need to be serviced. And so there's a constant exchange of data there and incentives between the customer and the restaurant.
Now, looking at the rating system, what are the three simple criteria for the proprietary rating system? Get into that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So the restroom is either pristine, which means no visual trash, no visual waste, and no offensive smells. The second rating is the restroom needs improvement, meaning you can have some of those things, some visual trash, you know, a little waste, some smells. Hard to keep the restrooms perfect, but that's certainly the goal. And then the third rating is very simple. It's SOS. It's unacceptable. The restroom's dirty. We've all been in one. We've seen what that's like. It's uncomfortable. Certainly not a place where we should be sharing in such an environment where we eat our food and drink and socialize as consumers. And so we kept the rating system very simple so that it doesn't become too subjective or too opinionated, but a standard that we think all restaurateurs can live by.
Well, I certainly think it's fabulous what you have here through the Pristine Potty app. And of course, in today's age, hygiene is so, so important, and really appreciate what you're doing here today. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Gamble, the CEO and creator of Pristine Potty app, to help consumers rate the restrooms of their favorite dining spots. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's hygiene information and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how do you plan on growing Pristine Potty from here?
Well, that's a great question. We've already been in contract with a fantastic marketing firm, Marketing Maven, out of Camarillo, California. They've been helping us with our press releases. Lot of grassroots effort between moms groups, Moms of Conejo Valley, and you know, our local community has been very supportive. And we plan on endeavoring into a national campaign. We think this is something that once it's introduced, most people feel that it's a great tool and very useful in many ways. And so both through, you know, marketing firm effort and grassroots friends and family. We plan on spreading the word. And, you know, Pristine Potty, we do have users in over 12 countries so far, including the United States. So the word's getting out there.
Well, I'm sure it is. And again, a fantastic idea. You're making it happen, and we really appreciate it. Where can listeners find Pristine Potty and download the app?
Yes, sir. You can go to pristinepotty.com, or we just have you go right to the Apple Store, download the app, Pristine Potty Inc. on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. So you can use it on Android or iPhone, and tell a friend, and it's easy to download, and it's free for all consumers.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, folks, to download the app, simply visit pristinepotty.com. Michael, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Gamble, the CEO and creator of Pristine Potty App, to help consumers rate the restrooms of their favorite dining spots. And for more information and to download the app, visit pristinepotty.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.